we solemnly swear that we're up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans and want to share our crazy passion and knowledge for the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads.
Yay! Today we have...
Nadine, your half-moon spectacle Hufflepuff.
Lexi, your Hogwarts-loving Hufflepuff.
And Tori, your The Room We Require Ravenclaw. Yay! The trailer is here! It's the Secrets of Dumbledore.
It's been over a year. Has it been like 2 years since we've gotten like any new Harry Potter stuff?
Way too long.
Yeah, yes. I was like, I need to go watch Crimes of Grindelwald again, man. Like, I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, how much time has passed, and now we got to whip out all of our theories. And
yep.
We absolutely need to do
super grateful for
watch review. Party for Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald, and then we'll go see Secrets of Dumbledore.
Heck yeah!
I would love that. I would love it.
Heck no! Yeah,
we are throw in the other eight Harry Potter buddies. Why not? Just make it a party.
All of them.
Make it a weekend.
One night.
Only if we sit on my floor for like all 6 hours.
Oh my God.
The last time we got together and watched something, we all sat on my floor and all of our legs were dying. It's all my fault.
I know. And then I sat on the couch and no one else did. And I was like, well, I feel bad being the only one on the couch. I guess I'll suffer with everyone else.
I'm super pregnant. I'm sorry. Anyways, back to Dumbledore, Tori's favorite character of all time.
Yes!
We're going to find out all of his dirty secrets, dirty laundry.
The secrets that you're going to learn and love and respect more about him. It's going to explain so much, Tori, and you will have a newfound respect.
I'll have to see it to believe it, because it's coming April 8th of next year.
April 8th!
That's like that's so soon.
Also, I just... Okay, we'll talk about that later.
My
husband's going to be out of town. I'm just going to need a babysitter. That's all.
Calling out anybody? Babysitters? April 8th, we need
a babysitter. Anybody? Anybody available? Also, we also need to go to our Harry Potter... We need to plan that. Harry Potter world.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. Anyway. So this trailer runs approximately on YouTube, 2 minutes and 24 seconds. Last time we did the Crimes of Grindelwald play-by-play, I think that episode is still one of our top ever listened episodes. It also, I'm pretty sure, is close to like 2 hours long. Let's hope this is not that long.
Oh my gosh, no. We will scare
I will
you.
Lose toes if it's 2 hours long, you guys.
Tori is outside in December Utah weather. It's frigid.
She's in a garage,
basically outside. So
it's fine.
She's in a
it's the only
spot.
Quiet room in my house.
She's crazy. She's really dedicated to the podcast, guys. That's what
I'm
that means.
Super dedicated. But if so dedicated, I will suffer.
Pack up a lung or lose some toes. That's what's going on in the background.
You got this.
All right. Well,
break it down.
Off. We see the castle, right?
Hogwarts.
And the lake and a snitch. This is not the first time that we have seen a snitch. These movies, and I just have to wonder, is this important? Like, why are you showing us a snitch? Like, if they have flesh memories, they can hide things. Like, is there something in that snitch? I just am curious.
I think it's a nostalgia piece. I think it's the same with the castle scene. Like, all the people who are Harry Potter fans know exactly what the castle is, and they know exactly what a snitch is. So I think it's just to set the stage for, like, nostalgia, what the universe is.
I think we've seen it with Dumbledore before, though. Like, he's playing with a snitch. I think in Grindelwald. Anyways, it wouldn't be a bad place to put a blood pact. I'm just saying. It's got a flesh memory.
It's not a bad place to put a flesh.
It's just a flesh wound. Anyways. Then we see both forms of Dumbledore.
Yeah, we see Half Moon Glasses, old Dumbly that we love and adore, and then we see freaking Jude Law, who, that beard man, is rocking it as Dumbledore. Just saying. I've always loved Jude Law, though, so.
Love it.
Lexi's a Jude Law fan.
I mean, not as much as Hugh Jackman, but he was up there in high school. Anyways,
it was a great way to start the trailer, yeah.
Yeah, the old and the young. Mm-hmm. We see the logo pop up for Warner Bros. And then Wizarding World. And then the next scene is Hogsmeade, which was just Hogsmeade in the snow.
It's so cute.
Beautiful.
Everything we need.
We move forward to Newt and Theseus, his brother. And they are, we don't know what room it is until freaking Aberforth turns around. They're in the Hogshead, right? In Hogsmeade. And Aberforth is talking about his brother, right? And says, you'll only find trouble here or something. I don't remember what he says, but.
Yeah.
It's true. I was wondering, is this in his goat days? I know we've kind of alluded to that in our episodes before.
A little awkward.
Weird, awkward Aberforth.
I loved Aberforth's voice. I liked the small glimpse that we saw, like who they cast. I'm excited to see more of Aberforth as a character. I also think it's interesting because we have Newt and Theseus, who we know have had a strained relationship as brothers, right? Mm-hmm. And then we also have Dumbledore and Aberforth, who we know have had a strained relationship as brothers. So I think that'll be a really interesting dynamic to explore. I hope we get to see more of it in the movies.
All these struggling emotional brothers, man.
Brothers are rough.
The next thing we see is Dumbledore walking down the snowy streets. And Lexi guessed New York, maybe? It does kind of have that New York-y feel, but I feel like half the streets are all brick. Was it?
Yeah, it definitely is a very distinct bridge. It's like, it's got to be London. It didn't look like London, but yeah.
I think it's New York.
Yeah. And then it does a close-up of Dumbledore. And then it goes on to like, it goes to a red crowd on the left, yellow crowd on the right. Red banners are all in a weird language. Looks like Chinese. No offense. there's a yellow banner that has a female face. But Lexi, brilliantly, she figured it out, said it looks like it says Chef Suprema and something like Confederação Internacional Bruxo, which we also know that there is a school in Brazil called Castelo Bruxo, spelled the same way.
Oh, so that is probably Portuguese then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it felt like a political rally when I saw that. So
it totally could be, but it also could be like a school thing. Like maybe they only have two houses or something like that.
Yeah, because you see the building, and that's exactly how it's described in the, like on the Wizarding World. It's like this Aztec-y, like you go up all the steps to the temple looking like school.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think we're in Brazil, and when we see Newt
climbing the steps,
going on this like river raft. Well, he's like going through like bamboo and stuff like that. Yeah, I think my theory is that's kind of like where we start the movie out, is Newt's in Brazil.
So are they Brazil or Asia? Because I had a lot of Asia vibes in it. Like there's that one castle that we'll get to later that totally looked like an Asian monastery. And I was like, what is going on?
I got that same vibe too. Like, so it's kind of, and then I was going to ask Nadine, we talked about the different schools in the world of wizarding schools. And there was one that was like in the clouds and I couldn't remember where that was. Because there was, like, a scene.
That's we'll talk about Labrusco.
That's Castle Labrusco. Okay.
Yeah, because they go, it's, like, so high up on the mountain. Because the Japanese one is on a volcano in the ocean.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, off on the island right off.
But there's one in China, too, isn't there? Gonna go research this right now.
There, that's mentioned that there's a lot of schools, but the ones that we actually have information on in the Wizarding World, there was not a Chinese.
No.
Just a Japanese.
We're pretty sure there is, but yes.
Yeah, there's got to be. I assume there's one in China. But. Yeah.
Okay.
Not one that we know much about. So, yeah, they're going through the water. Gets on the raft.
Oh, I think we skipped a whole bunch, actually.
Yeah.
So backing it up, we were just talking about the political crowd of the red and the yellow on the sides. Okay. And then the next scene is the new Grindelwald, because they recast Grindelwald.
Mads Mikkelsen.
I'm excited. He's a cool bad guy, like all around. So I think
he'll fit
well.
Did you guys ever watch that haunting show, Hannibal? It was terrifying. I only watched a few episodes. It's awful. But he was like, it was so terrifying because he was so terrifying. Like, he was Hannibal Lecter and was encompassed that role. So I think he'll be a good Grindelwald. Right.
So we see him pull like a memory out of Yusuf's head.
Yeah. He has
with
the
other
wand.
Which is kind of scary because later on we see Yusuf on both sides. Like, he's with bad and good. And you're like, Yusuf, what you doing?
I don't know, because, like, in that moment, like, Yusuf looks like he's in a trance. Like, he's, like, staring straight forward, blank face. He's getting a memory extracted out of his head. And it made me wonder, like, what memory he's pulling from Yusuf. And I think one of the only memories that would be useful to Grindelwald would be the fact of the baby swap. Because Yusuf was there when Lita shared that information.
She said everything.
And we know Lita is, like, dead, supposedly.
Dead.
So the only people that know about that baby swap would be the people in that room, which was Credence, Yusuf, Newt.
Tina.
Yeah.
So that it also means that Grindelwald might find out that Credence withheld that information from him. Like, we don't know what Credence did with that, because he's like, you're Aurelius Dumbledore, and Credence just came from that tomb where he was like, well, I also just learned that I was swapped as a baby. And he doesn't seem to like be very forthcoming with that information to Grindelwald. So I don't know, we could see a fallout between Grindelwald and Credence, because like, what use is Credence to Grindelwald if he's not Aurelius?
Yeah, why do you think he throws it to the sky is my next question, because that's what you see him, he pulls it out with the Elder Wand and then he's like flick flick and it's just like floats away.
Yeah, it was weird. Well, in Crimes of Grindelwald he had that like skull thing that would like project his
prophecies.
I feel like maybe it's something like that he like has a group of people and he's trying to like show them. I don't know.
Yeah, he might project the memory.
Oh, maybe. Like we wouldn't see the next scene, but that's what he's doing. All right. Oh, that's interesting though that he can like control where it goes. Whereas like when we see the Pensieve and Dumbledore actually extracting his own thoughts, he's like into the bowl. Like it's very
Yes.
He's very controlled.
Also, speaking of like the bowl and the Pensieve, like that's, I don't know where it is in the trailer, but like Grindelwald's in a big pool, and he seems to like attack Credence. And I'm like, also
so
Credence,
funny.
I like Credence's hair.
Oh yeah,
I commented
he's,
on
he's
it
coming
too.
Into his whole. It's his fourth year, guys. It's his fourth year. That's why the year nobody got a haircut.
Oh, that's too good.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, like, that's what made me think that Grindelwald finds out that Credence withheld information from him. Like, why is he, like, attacks Credence, like, jumping out of that pool? And I'm also just kind of like, what is this pool and why are you standing in it? And then it made me think of, like, the first movie. They have, like, a big Pensieve torture chamber for Tina.
Oh, yeah.
And so
and
I was like,
she throws the thought into there too. She's
like, is it some sort of Pensieve? I don't know. There was lots of really weird, interesting things. We could talk for hours.
Yeah, we could. So moving on then, he throws the thought into the sky. And then the next scene is Newt with Pickett. They are on this little raft rowing in the water with a little lantern. And then it flips over to Dumbledore talking to Theseus real quick and then back to Newt.
About trust. But,
yeah, Dumbledore makes a comment
You're
about like, we need
to trust
each other. Yeah.
Yeah. My thoughts is I bet that Theseus doesn't trust Dumbledore for a second because of how many times Dumbledore has used his brother. So
I think that makes
I'm
sense.
I'm kind of like, go Theseus, be the big brother.
I mean, I don't really like Theseus either because he's never really, like, supported Newt or trusted him either.
He seems more like he seems more open in the trailer. He's very like he looks different. He has a different air about him. Because in the movie, Crimes of Grindelwald, he was very stern, angry, and he was like, why are you not conforming? And then this time, it's kind of like, we'll do this, brother. Like,
I know, but there is like a sense of reluctance. You. Like when he's like explaining their team, like, here's who we have. Like, what can go wrong? It's like, there's not a whole lot of confidence coming through. Like,
no,
yeah, I'm
but
help
like
my brother.
He can't completely
I'm
change
just
his character.
I'm so on board with this.
Yeah, so they have that little chat. And then we go back to Newt walking in the forest. Really cool shots, though, of him, like, climbing up the hillside. And I think it's bamboo or trees or something.
Yeah.
And then we get the graphic that pops up that says, next year. And then it goes back into a city, which is probably New York. With the snow, there's a train that goes by, people are walking, and then we see the group of people, which I'm pretty sure is the core team, right?
Yes.
Of Newt, Jacob, and then the other core team members that they'll talk about in a sec. And they're walking toward a wall, and then we see Jacob, and then they walk through the wall, which, like, isn't like a diagonally wall that they walk through. They, like, I don't know. It was weird. I wasn't expecting them to walk through the wall, but
it was kind of cool, though.
Very cool.
Oh. I like it. And then we see Newt, and he's holding his briefcase, and then we're back into that sea of the yellow and red banners, but there's also green ones that I noticed. And, like, it was a really big, open, like, court area, cloudy.
Yeah, it looked like up above the clouds, and it had that monastery feel,
yeah,
kind of thing. And yeah, it immediately, like, it's one of the magical schools. Like, it's yeah. back in that spot.
Yeah, that was the vibe I got too. And then we see Newt's assistant walking across the street, and this is when they're like, the voiceover is.
Yeah, and she's got the German. Behind her, like,
yeah,
I think
the like
in
the
Germany.
Store or something behind
yeah.
her is,
and her
yeah.
name is Bundy. Yeah.
Bundy the assistant.
Bundy, and I'm kind of like curious about Bundy, only because this like team, I'm like, why is Bundy so important? Like, we know she was like super like fawning over Newt, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Yes.
Why is
but
he?
I'm
why is
also
she
just really curious why Tina isn't part of the group.
Yeah.
We don't see Tina at all in this preview.
I know. That was one of my big questions for after the recap. But, like, where the heck is Tina?
Yeah.
Because she ended as part of the team of Crimes of Grindelwald, right?
Yeah, and I feel like Tina would be... I mean, Queenie, her sister, is, like, with Grindelwald.
Yeah,
like I don't
she
think she's like, well,
it.
I got some other things I need to work out with the ministry. Like, I don't buy that. So I'm wondering if there's, yeah, some sort of setup, like, behind the scenes things that
we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Like, they might have an alibi for Tina. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not true. You know what I mean? Like, she might be doing undercover work.
What would be best is if she was Polyjuice Potion and she was pretending to be Bundy.
Right? That's what I was thinking,
that
but then I
be
thought
the
I would be, like, far-fetched. I thought it might be far-fetched, like, but then I thought that Bundy would be a perfect one to Polyjuice Potion for,
yep.
because she's probably not well-known.
She's been seen with Newt before, if anyone has seen her.
Yeah.
She's allowed to flirt with Newt without us being suspicious, like...
That's kind of what we're all hoping.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bundy. We don't like you.
She just seems like a really, like a perfect character to just Polyjuice Potion.
Super vanilla character, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just kind of like, but maybe it's not a big deal that we didn't see Tina, and she's completely in the movie, and I just feel like they would show us. I was surprised that we didn't see any Tina.
So there is a scene. I was going to ask you guys to analyze it or just remember. It's the very, very last when he says 3 points to Hufflepuff.
So mad about that.
There is a lady
in the back
with
yeah.
shorter hair. I'm like, is that McGee or is that Tina?
Yeah, it looked like lighter hair. I didn't feel like it was Tina.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like a brown. So I was like, it's got to be something.
Tina's hair is like black brown. Like, it's pretty distinguished dark.
But see, the thing is the first movie she had, like, it kind of was like a lighter. And then the second movie, she definitely did it darker.
We'll see.
People change their hairs.
Maybe it's Tina.
But they ended.
Maybe.
I'm just mad because they ended Crimes of Grindelwald with, like, the salamander eyes conversation, right?
I know.
Like, it was so sweet between Newt and Tina, and then... That's
why I need my side romance here. Come on.
I know.
Well, I think that Tina might... I mean, knowing what we know about Queenie, she's super skilled in Legilimens. Like, it will be very hard for Tina to be helpful and be close to Queenie. But at the same time, I'm like, Polyjuice potions, I think... Like, I don't know if it's a Polyjuice potion. She probably still has to keep her distance because I think that Queenie would recognize her thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, being her sister. She would be able to see through Polyjuice potion like that.
Yeah.
So. I agree.
So we meet the team on the cast in the Hogwarts. We've got
Yusuf. There's a castle that shows. That's not Hogwarts, right?
No, I think it's the Grindelwald.
Like the Grindelwald
castle.
It looked like
where his hideaway is. Yeah. So yeah, they like introduce the team. They've got the Yusuf, the school teacher, which I forget.
We were all like, "Who is she?"
But it's like,
"Who is she?"
It's like Laylee. We see her. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but she's the charms teacher. And she's in that, like, Book of Allies in Crimes of Grindelwald when Nicholas Flamel is like, what do we do? And she's like, we're counting on you. She's the only one that answers. Yeah, the Order
of the Phoenix, right?
Well, it's got, like, a phoenix, we thought, on the front of the book. So we think that it's maybe some makeshift early Order of the Phoenix type Grindelwald day.
So she's on their team to take down Grindelwald, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
The next scene goes to them on the train. It's snowy out, and they're all just talking about what they need to do. And then it goes to a scene of Newt, and he says, Dumbledore asked that I give you something. And then he freaking pulls out a wand for Jacob.
Yes! This is blowing my mind.
I know.
I love that.
It's blowing Jacob's mind too, because he said, are you kidding me right now?
Are you kidding me right now? I
love that.
Everything we know about wands is that if a muggle picks it up, it doesn't do anything. And so is Jacob magical or is this not a real wand? Tori.
Okay, so I was watching Super Carl and Brothers. You should definitely check out their YouTube videos. They're pretty awesome. They were talking about the theories of Jacob possibly being a relative of Hepzibah Smith, who was a descendant of Helga Hufflepuff.
What's Jacob's last name?
Kowalski. But it could have easily been a woman that married a Polish man, because his family's from Poland.
No, I saw this on TikTok. This is totally, like, not good research at all. But Kowalski, in a different language means... What was
Son of Smith?
Yeah.
I already looked it up. Yes, it means Son of Smith. Tori's and guess what? Hepzibah Smith is the last known, like, descendant. And when she's talking to Tom...
She gets the cup, yeah.
She's like, my family would love to get their hands on this. It means she's not the only descendant of Helga out there. So you're like, could his like parents or his grandma who married a Kowalski or something like that?
But if he has that strong and magical blood, it would have totally shown in his life, right?
Unless he's a squib.
Unless he's a squib.
And he just wouldn't have known. We don't know anything about his heritage. Like maybe he was an orphan.
Squib is the best one because we know that those who are magical and they hide it or keep in control turn out to be like Credence. So there's got to be something.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Or yeah, it's possible that it's like not a wand, not a real wand.
Yep.
That Dumbledore is giving him like a
confidence booster.
Have to act booster. Something out.
Yeah, but at the same time,
he doesn't want people knowing there's a muggle with him.
Yeah, well, we need to know, like, you wouldn't give him a wand unless Jacob's going to be able to, unless the wand is, like, a thing in the movies. Like,
it, like, turns into a squeaky toy or something.
If it's not going to be a thing.
I mean, they made it a joke in the trailer, so.
Yeah. It's blowing my mind, though.
I know. So, moving forward, I don't remember what this scene is. I just wrote Theseus equals Debbie Downer, so.
Well, that's because he's like, because that's after he introduces the crew, and he's all like, what could go wrong?
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. I was like, I know he says something snarky, and then we get the Warner Bros. Invites you, and then we see Gryffindor Quidditch players flying between the castle towers. That was cool. Another Quidditch reference, though. Do they ever just fly in the Quidditch pitch? I don't know. I was like... Has this been going on forever? There's a place for you to fly. Go over there.
What are you doing?
Then we see Newt, Jacob, Theseus, and Layla, right?
Yeah, but
walking down a corridor.
It's like Laylee.
How do you spell it?
I don't remember.
Sorry.
No, we'll look it up for you guys. So they're walking down a corridor, probably in Hogwarts. And then we go to Dumbledore in the Great Hall with the team. Doing something, he's like casting smoke at something. You can see the four tables in the background, and you can see that candle eagle owl stand at the front. Yeah. So we know it's the Great Hall.
So the thing that he's casting looks like a map, like a 3D map.
Ooh.
Yeah, something like that. It looked like a location or some like large projection of where.
It looked like the side of a mountain, and then he was putting clouds. So you're like, what you doing? But you plan it.
That's interesting. So in that same shot, we just get a closer up on Dumbledore. But in the background, you can see Newt, and he's holding a newspaper. And it says, you can see the letters M-U-R-D and then under M-U-G, which probably is murdered muggles, is what I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure right, about, like, Lex. The state of the world right there.
Yeah. Because we're getting closer and closer. And, like, Grindelwald in his reign of terror... So you know that bad things are happening.
Yeah.
Because he was way worse than Voldy.
Yeah. Which is crazy because Voldy was terrible.
Terrible.
But great. okay, next scene, we see Aberforth talking to Dumbledore, and Dumbledore's putting on his jacket.
And Aberforth says something to him like, I don't know, like... You're going out again, like, kind of a thing. Off to save the world.
Off to save the world.
Yeah.
Dumbledore has always had this complex, apparently. And then it goes back to that yellow-red crowd from earlier in the trailer, and there's, like, a big firework burst right in the camera. And then we see the words, back to the magic.
Back to the magic.
And then we get what is our first shot of Credence, right?
Yes!
In the trailer. He's standing on this cool platform in the dark, and probably
his
a phoenix,
bird on fire.
His little firebird, aka Phoenix, probably is like his flying around, bird. And he's watching it.
His firebird. No, it's definitely it's coming to him, and he, like I don't know, he looks sad.
He does look sad, but also
he looks really sad.
Living
he's
with
it.
The Dark Lord. So.
Dark Lord point one, Mach one.
And then, sorry, I lost my place.
Then it's a big jump to Jacob hugging Queenie. And I say it like that because it doesn't look like Queenie.
It doesn't look like Queenie.
I think
it
is. Oh, it's totally her. But she doesn't look like herself. Like, she's very, like, I still am on board with my theory of that she's like the undercover Snape type character of this series, where she knows that she can't reveal to her loved ones what she's doing.
But then why would she be hugging Jacob?
I don't know
why. It looks like a recreation of the very first time. Like, it's like the completion of when she walked into that pastry and he's like, I remember you, kind of a thing. That's what it looks like. It looks like the completion of that scene from forever ago, after he got wiped.
But she's, like, got, every time we see Queenie, like, flat affect, like, she is, She's not the Queenie that we've seen.
She has no, like, there's no person in there.
Well, the face looks different, too. That's my problem. I really like the actress who's been Queenie, and it doesn't look like her, but I know the character is Queenie. That's who the character is in the trailer, and it doesn't look like the same actress. I'm going to be pissed if they change her, but...
No, it's the same. She's cast as the same actress on IMDb.
Okay. Well, anyways, Jacob hugs Queenie, and then we go to a shot of Dumbledore, and he is literally holding up to the camera the blood pack necklace that we've analyzed in depth on our podcast.
Yum.
Yes. That the Niffler got for him.
That the Niffler got for him. And then we jump to
go to the cave.
The cave!
With the little crabs.
Got new enthusiasts swivel. Are swiveling in the cave.
Got a swivel.
Is pretty cool. What do you think these little crab things are?
I don't know, but it made me, because they get attacked by that, like, scorpion, like, thing, like, right after that, right?
It's probably, like, the queen of the crab.
Yeah, that made me
crab.
Think it was, like, their mom.
Yeah, because in the background, like, there were more than one stingers in the background. Yeah. And you're like, oh,
well,
my gosh.
So we just saw, because we just went to Harry Potter World last year, right? And that was, like, the first reveal of the rendition of the blast-ended Scroot.
Yeah, I
can
totally see that being a...
And the little stinger thing looked like a blast-ended Scroot. The little scorpion things didn't. But the giant stinger that attacked them totally looked like a Scroot. So.
And we know that the Scroots are, like, a combination...
Yeah,
of something.
And they, like, morphed into what they were. Like,
yeah, the like that book. Was one of the originals. And then we have something else that made it weird and with suckers and all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a fun scene, though. I'm excited to see that.
I know,
and then we
so
see the
cute.
Words, the War of the Worlds.
Yes.
So then we also see Theseus and the school teacher. They're in a marketplace and they're casting spells at four other people. We also see those, like, there's magical creatures with them fighting, like those little birds that, like, transport. Anyways.
So I was going to ask about that because we see a ton of suitcases that look like newts. Like, all over the place.
Yeah, like, when they go to the
Do you think that they, like, separated, divide and conquer?
Like, that's what made me think when they go to the room which we require, which that's a whole other thing we need to talk about, because Dumbledore knows about the Room of Requirement, even though in, like, the fourth book, he tries to, like, play it off that he doesn't.
Well, Dumbledore lies. That's, like, the first thing we all know.
I happened upon a room with chamber pots and...
and he's in the Mayor of Erised said, he's like, all I wanted was socks. So we know the Dumbledore lies.
So,
fact.
It's kind of like, it seems like this, like, transporting, like, dome thing that we see, like the circular big thing. And there's, like, five briefcases and there's, like, five of them. So I think they each grab a briefcase and they all go to different places. Like, we saw Bundy in Germany. We saw Dumbledore in New York. Newts in Brazil.
Wait,
like,
we skipped so much of the trailer.
Well, I'm just like, okay. We can still go back. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good theory. Because I was confused about the briefcases. But the whole idea of this series is Fantastic Beasts. And so they should be using the beasts. Everywhere
yeah.
they
yeah, so right. I think the briefcases might have some
beasts?
Of Newt's beasts.
Does that mean that they're taking care of them, or is, like, Newt working overtime with five crazy interdimensional portals?
I'm sure he gave them instructions on how to take care of them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. His brother's probably doing great.
Also,
okay.
His assistant is there, so.
That's, she's got one herself.
Yeah. Okay, so we are at
136.
Credence. Yeah. I can't see 136. I think I have stuff missing from my...
You were right there, 136. So Jacob is, like, holding the wand at, like, a fancy dinner party. And you say, like, blonde chick in a black dress, which is 100% Queenie.
It doesn't
look
it's like Queenie.
I know it's Queenie. I'm just saying
it doesn't look like her.
The actress. I know that's Queenie. It just doesn't look like the actress.
It doesn't look like our Queenie. How about we say that?
Yeah.
Hashtag not my Queenie.
Like,
just kidding.
going to be really interesting. It seems like Jacob has to fight Queenie with the wand.
Yeah. But then there's like Yusuf behind Queenie, like creeping on them.
Yeah. It's kind of like, what side is Yusuf on?
I know.
I know. Yusuf. He's being used. Yusuf used.
We're using Yusuf. Yeah, I got like super like imperious curse vibes from both Yusuf and Queenie. And I've told you my theory with Queenie that I feel like she just has to be like numb to everything. That like what she's doing is like sacrificing herself for her friends. So I feel like I can clock her stuff out to like her plan. But Yusuf, he's every time we see him, he's like blank as well. So I'm puzzled by that, and I'm curious what is Jacob going to be tasked with Queenie. Like, is his briefcase to go find Queenie? Like,
throw Queenie in the briefcase.
Get in the briefcase.
Get her in the briefcase. Bring her back. But to like have them fight, like, oh my gosh, I just don't know. I'm so excited to find out. But it's bothering me. I want to know now.
I need it to be April now, please. No, the next scene we cut it to is Credence and two other people kind of in front of like a weird like spell cage. You can kind of see it shimmering. And then you see, is it Credence? I didn't know if it was Credence or the lady.
Yeah,
it's Credence. But they're cutting into the spell cage with their wand. Like,
yep.
It's exactly like that. So
it is exactly like that.
And then it says starts with a secret. So the War of Worlds starts with a secret, Dumbledore's secret. So we see Newt running up the stairs in the clouds, which, like, again, like, we're pretty sure that's Brazil.
That was a pretty cool scene, though. That was really pretty.
Oh, I know. Like, poor Newt. Like, he's got all the stairs.
That lady ahead of him just like charging along.
He was booking it. He was doing pretty good. They probably like sped him up. They're like, you take it as slow as you want. We're gonna make it look like you're in a rush.
We can speed it up later.
No, and then it goes to Grindelwald talking about the war with the Muggles, which we know that there are Muggles being murdered. Things are going wrong, and then shifts to Dumbledore, eyes to the camera.
He looks straight at the camera like a gym move. I was like, what are you doing?
Full on
the gym. Fourth wall, man.
Jude and Jim, they're just breaking that fourth wall. Yeah, and then it goes to
Yusuf.
I don't even know who it is. Somebody's. Yusuf. Is it Yusuf? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yusuf, he's doing magic in what looks like, we're thinking Brazil again, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's being people being thrown back with a giant wind, and then Grindelwald is in his hot tub, or Lexi said, question baptismal font, which made me laugh.
And he totally,
but yeah, he's like, he attacks like laying in it.
Maybe it's like a giant pensive.
Yeah, like it's totally, like it's like got that long hair, and he like pins him up against the wall.
Yeah, he like,
it's really weird looking because he's like,
water bends water right at Credence. I'm like, what is this power you have?
Grindelwald, the water bender.
No, really?
But then he's like airbender too because he runs super fast at the
wall.
He's
so fast. Him like, it's like not a cutscene. It's him like literally like Dash from Incredibles running to Credence.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Grindelwald, the last avatar. Oh my gosh. No, that was really weird because like, so I was wondering the hot tub baptismal thing. I wonder if it was some sort of like pensive thing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. It's like, why is he in water?
You know how they have those like sensory chambers nowadays that people go into? Like, maybe he just finds his zen in the water.
I need a bath.
I need a bath.
Cedric's like, take a bath.
He's in the prefect's bathroom, obviously.
He's obviously there with moaning Myrtle. Well,
she's not dead yet. She would not have died yet.
That's right.
Oh, man.
We see Dumbledore and Credence fighting, and we see Credence's obscurus,
those are some intense scenes.
Destroying buildings. Yeah, and like Dumbledore's taking Credence like head on.
And those buildings are totally just like crumbling under Credence's power.
It seems like, yeah, so Credence is like super powerful, right?
Yep.
And he's getting more and more in control.
Oh, yeah, and, definitely.
Because, like, when we see him at the beginning in the movies, the original movie, the first one, Fantastic Beasts, they have, like, 10 Aurors trying to control Credence, and they all lose. And then Dumbledore is fighting an even more powerful Credence all by himself.
Well, yeah. And Credence, in the other movies, like, his body turns into the Obscurus, right? Like, you don't have a Credence as a person. He is the cloud thing.
Yeah. That's in the first one. In the second one, he's
controlling the cloud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He can, like, push it out of himself and use it as a power or a force.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we flip to the
Room of Requirement.
Yeah, the Room of Requirement.
Which, yeah, we talked about that, but...
Also, I was going to comment, not that this is necessary, but Dumbledore's scarf totally looked like a Ravenclaw scarf. So that armoire thing was pretty cool, Tor. You had a note on here about the pictographs.
Oh, yeah. It looked really, really weird because it was just like a bunch of people in different, like doing different things. It definitely reminded me of like hieroglyphic kind of stuff, but it didn't look like hieroglyphics. It was totally just like a weird symbols, but it was all pictures. And so I was trying to pause my stinking phone, but I was busy. So I was like trying to like zoom in, like what is going on here? But then we do see that like Newt grabs Jacob's hand and sees him like zzz, like into the, not into the armoire, but like something happens. It kind of transports. We're assuming it's a transport. It'd kind of be cool if it is. But also my question is if it is in the Room of Requirement, can they transport someone far away? Like, is that not allowed? Key,
Dumbledore has broken the portkey rule on Hogwarts grounds before.
But the portkey doesn't bend you like that. It's got to be something even more powerful or just different. Or untraceable.
I mean, the only portkey we've seen in this series is the bucket, where they get sucked into the bucket, right?
Right, so maybe we have seen it portrayed differently in this series.
That's true.
They definitely got sucked into that bucket.
Yeah.
Drop the bucket. Yeah, the Room of Requirement. So if Dumbledore knows about the Room of Requirement, we also know that the Room of Requirement has like a secret tunnel to the Hogshead.
Yes.
So that made me think another thing. I guess more evidence to suggest that Dumbledore definitely knew about the Room of Requirement.
It's too much of a coincidence that there's a secret tunnel with his sister on the other side of the picture and his brother secret owns that bar.
Through the
They
mountains.
Probably made it, though, while he was headmaster.
Yeah.
Or while he was the Transfiguration
They're both
teacher.
Digging with spoons on his side. Or while he's Transfiguration. Yep. Okay, so that's Room of Requirement. Super cool. I love seeing that room again. And then the next scene is just like this random giant pterodactyl bird like cacaing, and it looks like it has someone in its little like curly tail with a briefcase.
So I thought it looked kind of like the Swooping Death on steroids.
Yeah. I could see that.
Because that's how when you hold it, like a yo-yo, its tail, like... So I wonder if it got bigger.
Or like, this is one in the wild.
This is its mom.
That's its mom. But yeah, like, that kind of, like... that's what I thought. And then, of course, it looked like Newt in a briefcase. But if we're going with the briefcase theory, it could be any of them with a briefcase.
Everyone has a briefcase, man.
Everybody's got a briefcase.
The next scene is cute little Picket, and he's, like, dragging a wand.
Wand.
He's like, you need your wand! You forgot your sword!
I was so trying to see whose wand it was, because I was wondering if it was Jacob's.
It looks like Jacob's.
Oh. Yeah, that's who I was leaning towards. I'm like, did Jacob drop his wand, or, like, something not happen?
Oh, man.
I don't know. That was my first thought.
After Picket, we then see Credence again with Dumbledore casting the Obscurus, and then Dumbledore's on the receiving end of Credence's wrath, is what I wrote. and he has, like, this white smoky magic around him that he's casting, and which was really pretty to see, because it was, like, this white, like, soft, and then Credence is all of, like, this dark, harsh, electric man, but, like...
Power!
Yeah, like, his was really, like, dark and... I don't know.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see the two.
It was a really good visual, yeah.
Yeah, there was that weird scene, though, that where Dumbledore, like, does that, like, hand thing. Like, when in the middle of their fight, he's like,
oh. Oh, I didn't notice like, that. I'll have to go watch.
Because like, it's a, like a weird casting. Like, I wonder what he's going to do. I don't know.
I know. I feel like they're breaking all the rules on, like, nonverbal spells and using magic with your hands and water bending.
But we know that, but we know from, like, studying other schools that that's there true. Are schools that don't use wands. They use hand gestures and things like that. So why would it, like, Dumbledore traveled around.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we know until he came back when his sister died. Not his sister. His mom? I think his mom died. But, yeah, so, like, we know that, like, he traveled around. I'm pretty sure he picked up some of that stuff. So I'm, like, that's I was true. Wondering if that's one of them.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so after they fight, we go back to the Great Hall, and Dumbledore says, 3 points to Hufflepuff.
Okay, so I had a thought.
I'm pretty sure whatever Newt did was worth more than 3 points.
No, this is what I was this is what I was thinking.
Oh, is that why you're mad?
Because why would Dumbledore give Newt just 3 points? I'm pretty sure it's Jacob. I bet Jacob answers. Like, I don't know. But it like kind of like tied into my whole he's a like an heir of Hufflepuff, like, way down the line.
That's
but,
funny.
Like, that's the thing. I was like, because, like, it sounds like somebody trying to teach a student. Like, you don't give them that many points. Like, 5 points to Gryffindor. 5 points. Like, it's very little. So I'm like, I bet he was giving it to Jacob. Like, I don't know. It's
I could
a hope.
See that. That
round it up,
up
to five. Like, what the crap, Dumbledore? This was one of the first times I was very upset.
He's a muggle. He doesn't get us a full five.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
But yes,
next scene.
That lady
is...
in the background is still there.
Oh yeah, I need to go analyze her more. That next scene is the graphic for the movie, The Secrets of Dumbledore, and it totally looks like a phoenix outline.
Agreed.
Around
made out of water.
Made out of water.
Or smoke.
Which
I thought heard. It was smokier, but it could.
I
be
thought
water.
It was smoke.
It is totally. You guys got to go watch it. Okay.
Okay, I'm
and then what does the prophecy say? It's born out of water.
Like, come from the water. Return from the water.
Yeah. I think Credence, the baby that died,
is the
saved
next.
By, saved
is
by
Fox. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, it's a water phoenix.
It's a water
phoenix. That'd be kind of cool. If the little, it's a little baby phoenix that Credence is taking care of. Like, that's like the little
yeah.
baby.
There's something there. I'm just saying. I don't know what it is. I don't know how phoenixes are born. I don't know if they
yeah.
have swimming phoenixes, but it was with wings swimming. From the water.
Well, we've that got walking icebergs. We can have swimming phoenixes.
Maybe that's why yeah. Grindelwald has all these water powers now.
Oh.
And taught the waves.
Why he became a waterbender. He went to Katara. She taught him all he knows.
Oh my gosh. So after we see the graphic, we see some sort of bird flying into Hogwarts. I don't think it was a yeah. phoenix, right?
It looks like one of those paper birds. Like
oh,
it
like,
just looked like yeah.
Yeah. See, I was thinking like falcon or owl.
That holds up.
It's a white tipped falcon.
A falcon vibe.
Tori's like, I know exactly what brand, not brand.
There's another one for bird bingo.
Exotic bird bingo.
Oh man. And then we have this cute little ending scene, which was just adorable. Jacob is sitting at a table with these Gryffindor and Ravenclaw girls in the Great Hall, just eating breakfast. And one of the girls just, like, reaches across the table for his wand, and he's like, oh, no, no, very dangerous. And she's like, where did you get that? And then he ends it with, I got it for Christmas.
I love that. Especially because this trailer came out during Christmas, and we're like, yes, it's for Christmas.
Oh, they did that on purpose, for sure.
Oh, I know. It made me happy, though.
He is, like, the best character. I love Jacob so much.
I know. They were like, we should never drop Jacob.
He is just so endearing. I love him so much. And
oh, yeah.
But that also brings a question. Like, Jacob is walking through Hogwarts, eating in the Great Hall. Muggles cannot see Hogwarts.
He's a student.
Yeah, like, it's either he's magical, but then we also, like... In the end scene of the last movie, we kind of see Jacob looking around like, what the crap? Like, I don't see anything. And we know that muggles see like an abandoned building. But maybe that's the outside. Like when Jacob walks into the building,
maybe his eyes are opened.
Yeah, maybe you can see Hogwarts. Or he's a squib.
He also exudes like many Hufflepuff traits.
Maybe there's something new that Dumbledore has found that can like bestow people with magical powers.
Yeah, like here's...
Why didn't he ever share it with Filch, the jerk?
I mean, no, like he could grant
him, like he could grant him entrance. Like, okay, like, yeah, so this is not an abandoned building, and you could like tap his head with the wand and be like, now you can see everything. I don't know.
It's interesting. It's interesting. And that just wraps up the trailer.
Yes. April 2022.
Like a lot we don't know. We know Brazil is involved and lots of briefcases.
Lots of briefcases.
Brazil, <That's it. laughs> briefcases. A bird.
A bird. Credence has beautiful hair.
Love it.
Long and luscious hair.
I think. Oh. So the only other thing in my notes that I noticed is that there was some writing on the mirror in Aberforth's Hogshead, if we assume that that's the Hogshead. I want you guys to take a close look at that. You, Tori and Lexi, and our fans, tell me what you think is written on the mirror. Because it kind of looked like it said, it said no music or like no magic or... I don't know. I want you guys to look at the scene in the Hogshead and see if you see
the words. Or said no mercy because he hates his brother.
No mercy.
No mercy.
And then what else? I'm curious what our fans think of like what memory gets pulled out of Yusuf's head. Like what is he pulling out? That's one of my biggest questions. And yeah, Jacob's whole status of this, he's got a wand, he can see Hogwarts.
He's a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, there's a lot happening there.
And I want you guys to tell me if you think I'm crazy about the phoenix, the water phoenix.
I think that makes sense, though. I don't think you're
like they were bonded. I mean, I do because think you're crazy, but
yeah, beside the point.
No, I like it. I like it. Lex, do you have any thoughts, questions?
That they better not have changed the actress who plays Queenie.
Look it up on IMDb right now. They did not.
I'm skeptical. She looked different. I need to go watch this like 4 more times.
Yeah, they also, she looked so different.
She looked so
I know that just, characters like grow and stuff, but like they still like stay true.
She looked exactly like Queenie.
I do not think so. I
don't
think
her hair and her clothes. Yeah, they looked exactly like Queenie. Sure. Yep.
Her face, her nose, her cheeks, her face. Something's off.
Nope.
Grindelwald looked totally different. I'm just kidding. They changed Grindelwald. They changed Queenie.
Tina is listed as a top cast in the movie.
What the heck? Why isn't she in this dang trailer?
Again, I'm pretty sure she's Bundy. Bundy.
And Allison Sudol is Queenie. And that's definitely the actress that played her in all of the other movies.
It's weird.
Okay.
It's weird. It's just weird. All right. Well, remember to follow us on social media at We Solemnly Swear Cast and leave us your insight and your questions and all of your thoughts on our theories. And then what are your theories? What did you notice that we didn't notice in the trailer? And hopefully there's another one really soon because I would really like to talk about it and find out more. And it's always fun to talk about this stuff.
Mischief managed.